Hi, everyone. I am so excited about the second episode of the Balanced Pursuit podcast because we are going to dig into one of my favorite topics, and that is goal setting. I know everyone creates new goals for 2025, their New Year's resolutions, or whatever you want to call them, but usually they end up falling flat. Let's be real. Here, we're not just talking about any goals. We'll be talking about one of the most important goals you can make, and those are money goals. The reason why money goals are so important is because, well, we need money in order to survive, and we need money to level up. We need money to build wealth, and we need money to have autonomy over our own lives. Goal setting is critical for financial success. It gives us clarity, it gives us purpose, it motivates us, and it will help to build momentum. This is what you need in 2025 to make your best year yet. For me, goal setting has been a game changer in my financial literacy journey. When I finally made up my mind to pay off my debts, stop living paycheck to paycheck, and begin saving and investing, creating intentional goals was a huge part of why I was able to achieve them. So whether you're saving for your first home, tackling debt, or just trying to feel more in control of your finances, this episode is for you. Let's start with something that you might not even think about when setting financial goals: your values. This matters because when you create goals that align with your values, they're so much more meaningful, which means hopefully you're more likely to stick to them. As an example, if security and stability are important to you, you might focus on building an emergency fund first before paying off credit card debt. In this case, I would personally build a one-month fund in your checking account so you have a nice buffer, and then I would begin tackling the debt aggressively. On the other hand, if you value freedom or adventure, your goals might look like prioritizing travel or building a bigger emergency fund that lets you take more risks, like starting your own business. I want you to take a moment and ask yourself, what is it that you truly value? Is it family, independence, experiences, flexibility, peace of mind? What is it? Really think about this because it'll really help to guide you when making these goals for yourself. For me, like many others, my ideas and things I think I want do change, but deep down, my core values have always remained the same. One of my core values is freedom, the freedom to live life on my own terms without being tied to financial stress. I always talk about wanting full autonomy over my own life, which means I'm the boss of me. I've always had an entrepreneurial spirit, but I didn't think it would happen this early. I thought it might be something for me later on in life after I have kids and once I've progressed more in my career, but that's not what life had in store for me. The only reason why I was able to leave my 9-to-5 job in the first place was because I had built a 6-month emergency fund that I could use as a cushion in case things didn't go quite the way I anticipated. While I was working that job, I had started posting on social media, and I did start to wonder, what if I quit? And what do I have to do to get there? I knew I had to make enough money to at least replace my current salary, but secondly, I knew I had to build a bigger emergency fund. So at that time, aligning my goal with my value of freedom made it so much easier to increase my savings rate versus just saving for the sake of saving. If you're still in a spot where you're like, I have no idea how to align my finances with my values, then I'll share with you 4 steps to figure that part out. First, which we've already kind of chatted about, but that is really identifying your true values. I've shared with you some of my core ones, but to help spark some inspiration, just think about what it is that makes you happy, motivated, and fulfilled. Is there something you do that brings you true enjoyment? What are things that you've done in the past that you were deeply engaged in? Have you felt a true sense of fulfillment? What is it? Really, really think about these things. Secondly, you need to connect with your money mindset and understand why you behave the way you do when it comes to money. A lot of the time, this comes from how we were raised and exposed to the topic as children. This can be both good and bad. Getting a good understanding of your relationship with money is important because it will help you to get out of a bad cycle or just better the one that you already have. Third, you need to be honest. Write it all down because when you identify your behaviors, you'll be able to adjust them to align with your values from step one. And fourth, think about what your ideal life looks like. Usually, it's pretty different from where we're currently at. Visualize your future self. What are you doing? What are your hobbies? Where do you live? What do you do for work? Write all of this down, and the picture should become a lot clearer. And now let's talk about how to actually set your goals. I've talked about this on my social media, but the SMART method is my favorite way to create goals. It stands for specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-bound. Using this framework makes your goals clear and actionable. The problem with a lot of goal setting is that they're too broad, open to interpretation, and they aren't specific enough to hold yourself accountable. If you want to increase your chances of achieving your goals, I would highly encourage you to try this method. And by the way, this works for any goal, not just financial. So let's go over some examples. A common goal for many is, I want to save more money. But instead, I want you to shift this to, I want to save $6,000 by the end of 2025. I will achieve this by saving $500 a month in a high interest savings account. As you can tell by the first example to the second one, we are so much more specific in the second one. We're saying how much we want to save, we're saying the date, and we're also saying how we're going to achieve this. This is super key when it comes to creating a good goal. Another common goal that I see all the time is I want to pay off debt. This again is super vague, so you want to get specific. So instead, you can say something like this. I want to pay off my $3,000 credit card by July 2025. I will achieve this by contributing $500 a month plus interest each month. The key piece here is breaking your goals into small, manageable steps so it feels achievable. It will become really obvious when you start writing down your numbers and timelines if this is in fact something that you can do. If you need to change something to make it realistic for you, that's fine, but I think it's important to make short-term sacrifices in order to achieve your goals. I was actually just creating a custom budget for someone and they make $4,000 per month. They currently live at home, have about $25,000 worth of high interest consumer debt, and want to move out by the summer 2025. Their goal was to pay off all their debt by the time they move out, which is unrealistic because they didn't even look at the numbers correctly. This is what happens to a lot of the time. People create unrealistic goals and they set themselves up to fail before they've even had a chance to try. It's really important not to set goals that are too vague or too ambitious. I know this firsthand. I moved out when I was 19 years old and I've been financially independent ever since. And when I was in my early 20s, I had $25,000 worth of student loans and about $10,000 in credit card debt. I was making pretty much minimum wage back then, and I had to pay $900 in rent for my 300 square foot studio apartment, other regular bills, and my goal was to pay off my credit card within 12 months. There was absolutely no freaking way that was going to happen if I hadn't changed anything drastically because my current income was not sufficient enough for this financial goal. So I got a second job and I worked my ass off and I paid this off within 12 months. I think I actually ended up paying it off within 10. And I remember once this happened, it was honestly the biggest weight off my shoulders. And I knew at that moment in time, I will never go back. So keep this in mind when you create your SMART goals. If you've struggled to pay off your credit card debt, for example, you need to look at your numbers and further figure out what sacrifices you have to make in order to pay it off. Or for example, you've struggled to save $50 a month. Don't aim to save $500 a month right away. It's better to start small and build momentum instead. Also keep in mind that this thing called life happens and unexpected expenses will come up. So it's important to be flexible and adjust your goals as needed. Now, take a moment and think of one financial goal you want to set for 2025. You might have several, but choose the first thing that comes to mind. Write it down and get specific. What does the timeline look like? How will you track your progress? Is it realistic? Remember, the clearer you are with this, the easier it will be to follow. Setting your goal is one step, but arguably one of the most important parts is going to be to track your progress. If you already follow me on social, you know I talk about this a lot. Track your spending, do it weekly, stick to it. This way, you're holding yourself accountable to your budget. And this goes for your goals as well. Tracking your progress not only helps you to stay on track, but it will most importantly motivate you. It seriously becomes addicting to see how far you've come and where you're heading. This literally goes for any aspect of your life, again, not just financial. So let's say you want to save $6,000 a year for travel. Traveling is something that you really value and a huge priority for you each year. Well, let's not just wait until June rolls around and you're like, okay, I'm ready to go to Europe in August. Instead, let's prioritize the saving goal each year. You'll want to set up a sinking fund for this. And by the way, I use Wealthsimple Cash to set up my own buckets of savings, and you need to set aside $500 a month towards this travel fund. Seeing that progress each and every month will continue to push you to save that next $500. Trust me, this really works. Without this part, it's so easy to lose focus or feel like you're not making any headways. So how do you track your progress? There are so many different options out there, and you need to figure out what's best for you. Personally, I use my own budget template that not only has monthly tabs for budgeting, but you have an annual dashboard for a year-to-date overview of your spending, saving, debt repayment, and investing. And finally, you have a beautiful net worth tracker. It's really everything you need all in one place. And yes, of course, it looks pretty as well. At this very moment, over 15,000 of you are using my template, which is absolutely amazing. It will always be $9, so if you are interested, it will be linked in all my socials. If you're not a fan of doing this on the computer and you prefer something analog, a notebook or a planner will work just as well. Get creative with this to help inspire you. Use highlighters, draw, make your own graphs so you can continue to go back to this and have it be a part of your routine. Something a lot of people ask me is, how often do I need to check in on my goals? For me, I like to check in on my goals monthly. This is always a part of my end of month money routine. I always sit down at the end of the month to go over all of my finances and do a deep dive into everything, including my goals. I usually spend about 1 hour doing this. I update my spreadsheet, I see if I'm on track, and I make any adjustments for the following month. I like to be super in tune with my money and my goals monthly, so I really do take my time with this. It really motivates me and ensures that I'm on track. This may sound like a lot for some of you, but even if you just sit down for 10 minutes to do this, that will do the job. Again, start small with this, and one day maybe you'll become as crazy as me with my end of month money routine. Who knows? And here's a reminder to all of you. Goals don't have to be set in stone. Life will throw you curveballs, and it's okay to revise your plan. The key, though, is to be prepared for these curveballs so you can keep moving forward instead of taking a step back. It's okay if some months or even years go at a slower pace than what you expected, but at least you're making progress. Don't forget to celebrate this. So let's recap what we just chatted about. Number one, align your financial goals with your personal values to make them meaningful to you. It's important not to skip this part because this will ensure you're motivated enough to stick to your plan. And second, use the SMART framework to create clear and actionable goals. It's time to take control and set a plan in place for your goals, and this framework will help you. Lastly, track your progress regularly and adjust as needed. This will help you with accountability and motivation as well. I've started to gamify my finances and goals, and it honestly becomes totally addicting. Like for me, I look at it, I see the progress, and I get so excited. And if I do, you know, a little bit worse 1 month, then I'm like, okay, let's reconvene and do it differently next month. Remember, friends, every financial win starts with one single step. Let's make 2025 the year where we crush our money goals and set ourselves up for even bigger wins in the future.